The automaker Daimler-Benz today will hold its annual stockholders meeting in Stuttgart, Germany. Those attending will discuss the company's proposed merger with the American car manufacturer Chrysler. German stockholder activists are expected to demand at the meeting that Daimler not adopt the American practice of giving very high pay to top executives. From Berlin, NPR's Edward Lifson reports.
The differences between the two countries' compensation for chief executives is clear. Last year, Daimler's chairman, Jürgen Schrimp, took home an estimated $2.5 million in total pay. Chrysler's chairman, Robert Eaton, made $16 million. One reason for the lower German executive pay is the German sense, or fear, that a big gap between rich and poor could threaten social justice and democracy. Carsten Rudolph is a German historian at the University of Bochum.
It is the tradition of social peace, which is very important for Germany. Very important because of the history of Germany and the experience of the Weimar Republic.
But the German way of doing business is threatened by these international mergers, Rudolph says. And he says, as German executives begin to draw higher compensation, the German people are recoiling.
So I think there's a discussion in Germany about this. If we want to live like the Americans or the English people, and the answer is no, because it is not okay if one people earns or gets so much money.
Germans tend to invest much more conservatively than Americans do. Only about 6% of German people even own stock. The German government took care of their pensions. Even chief executives did not get stock options. They relied more on their salaries. But Daimler's chairman, Jürgen Schrimp, told the Wall Street Journal, when you go to a roadshow in the USA, the first thing investors want to know is if you have stock options and where is the incentive for the executives for the stock price to rise. As European companies raise money on international markets, they're seeing that international investors prefer companies where the chief executive's pay does include shares of stock. Germany's moving towards that American system, but there will still be differences, says Leonhard Helm. He's a lawyer at the German Institute for Share Promotion.
For example, our constitution says that that ownership is always connected with duties. You have to take care of your social duties if you're owner of something. So then that's different from American systems, I think, and we will still have that idea even if we take over a lot of American ideas.
This squabble over executive pay could be one of the stickiest issues in the Daimler-Chrysler merger. At today's shareholders meeting in Stuttgart, a notorious German activist investor named Eckhard Wenger has vowed he will pressure Daimler to keep executive compensation down. Edward Lifson, NPR News, Berlin.